It's Marketplace Tech for April 7th. I'm Ben Johnson. Bear with me a second because I'm about to go a little nerdy on you. Don't be afraid. We'll get through this together. Emulators. Heard of them? They're software programs that emulate hardware, older, often really specific and usually extinct kinds of computers. And these fake computers or emulators are made to run other computer programs that used to work on those old computers. Think of it like this. I want to use an old typing program for PC computers. But I have a Mac. Well, maybe there's an emulator that helps me run the old-fashioned program on the newer, different computer. And there's one area of computing where emulators are really popular: video games. There's a whole nascent industry around making and distributing emulators. You can play them on your phone or a computer or gaming console. Well, this week, Microsoft moved to prevent emulators on its video game console, the Xbox One, and really all of its Windows devices. The move might impact how we play and remember old video games, and really how we access old computer programs. Here to explain a little bit further is Ian Bogost. He's author and interactive computing professor at Georgia Tech. Hi, Ian. Thanks for chatting.
Always good to talk to you.
What does this mean for game developers, big and small?
There's a couple reasons to be concerned about not having access to emulation. One of them is that unlike, let's say books or movies, video games and other software is not easy to keep around historically.
Emulators are basically like preserving video game history.
Yeah, emulators are an important way of preserving games so that people can play them, not just so they can talk about them. You know, so if you remember, you know, one of your parents maybe pulling out an old movie to show you or a book, that's easy to do, you know, because, a book takes the same form. It's sitting on the shelf. And then with movies, it's very easy to reproduce them on the latest technology. If it was a VHS cassette, then, you know, now you can probably get it on a Blu-ray or an HD Blu-ray or something like that. But there's not really an equivalent for games because they're not just moving images.
What's the business reason that Microsoft is doing this?
I think what Microsoft wants to do is focus all gameplay on their platforms on software and hardware that they endorse, that they have determined is strategic for their platforms, that they maybe are earning the most revenue in terms of licenses or other ways of cutting deals with developers for, and, you know, not distract their players as they would see it from enjoying themselves on stuff that maybe they can get for free, maybe is preventing them from buying more Microsoft licensed or Microsoft produced software.
Are we going to see a time when emulators just go away?
Emulators are incredibly resilient because the communities that want to keep them around and that want to preserve the ability to play and make new games or new software for old platforms, those folks are going to persist and they'll find a way to let people get their emulators back on the platforms they want. It's just that it may not be a way that is completely above board, according to Microsoft.
Ian Bogost, he is an author and a professor of interactive computing at Georgia Tech. Ian, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today is Brian X. Chen, the lead consumer technology writer for the New York Times. Brian, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Oh, yeah, more than ready.
All right, Brian, give me the goods.
All right, 63%.
63% of the songs played on Spotify, which is apparently about to go public, maybe.
Is Beyonce.
Is Beyonce. I was going to say are never played.
That sounds like a conservative estimate. A study of 120,000 job offers on Hired.com, which is a website where tech workers look for jobs, 63% of the time, women received lower job offers than men for the same jobs at the same companies.
And obviously, we're two men talking to each other, and I guess neither of us work in the tech industry.
Right.
But we covered this stuff, and we know it's a continuing problem. And it's like, I feel like it's almost time to make It Doesn't Get Better videos about this, because it really doesn't seem to get better. It just does not seem to get better.
I like this idea. We should start this ourselves.
Yeah. All right. 16 million pixels.
16 million pixels. Is this the new Samsung ultra high definition television or something?
This is how many pixels went into a strange work of art that was created by 1 million Reddit users over April Fool's weekend.
Wow.
So the day before April Fool's Day, Reddit unveiled Place, which is the latest in its streak of annual social experiments celebrating April Fool's Day. Place was kind of like Microsoft Paint, but a multiplayer version, and each player was allowed to paint one tile on the canvas every 5 minutes.
So when they uploaded it, was it like a gallery of all the different stuff that they made?
It was like one image.
Wow. Okay. I got to see this later.
Yeah. What do you got?
$70 million.
$70 million is the amount of money that Jeff Bezos takes out of his bank account every time.
Oh my God, you're so close.
He needs to pay the SpaceX bill.
Oh, you got the right company, though. $70 million is the amount that Amazon has to pay to refund parents for unauthorized app purchases by their children.
Oh, man. $70 million.
This is a complaint that came up years ago from the FTC. So now Amazon has finally conceded this week, and they're going to pay $70 million in refunds.
I kind of love the idea that kids are spending their parents' money in app. But that like somehow makes me feel mirth.
Well, it's kind of like when we used to go out and buy Pogs with the money that they gave us for milk money.
Oh, man. Brian X. Chen, he's the lead consumer technology writer for the New York Times. Brian, thanks a lot for playing Silicon Tally with me.
Hey, it was fun, and we both destroyed each other.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.